South Africa's fight against corruption has stagnated over the last 10 years. This is according to the latest Transparency International Corruption Perceptions Index released this week. The index shows that South Africa, along with many other countries, have reached a virtual standstill in its efforts to fight corruption. In 2012, South Africa scored 43, ranking 69 out of 176 countries. Last year, the country scored a dismal 44, dropping one place and ranked to 70 out of the now 180 countries. Mashudu Masutu is a legal researcher at Corruption Watch.
The CPI looks at political and administrative corruption of the public sector. This finding of South Africa remaining stagnant over the last 10 years illustrates that the country is unable to prioritize anti-corruption aims and place it high on the national agenda.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has authorized the public release of the final report of investigations by the Special Investigating Unit. The report details procurement by all spheres of government of goods and services associated with the COVID-19 pandemic. It, however, does not include details of ongoing investigations into allegations of corruption, as they are expected to be completed between March and April this year. Prabashini Moodley reports.
The SIU investigated more than 5,400 contracts awarded to over 3,000 service providers with a total value of 14.3 billion rand. At this stage, investigations have been finalized with respect to 4,549 contracts, of which 2,803 contracts were found to be irregular. This amounts to 62% of the finalized investigations. The rand value of actual cash and assets to be recovered on the basis of the investigation is 551 million rand.